Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm with Paul Gronsund, Senior Research Scientist at Telnor ASA. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you do at Telnor?
Yeah, in Telnor I work in the research department where we have been working quite a lot on NFV and SDN the last 4 or 5 years, beginning a lot around the NFV infrastructure and introducing virtual network functions to the network, a lot of POCs testing before moving into commercial. And then lately also I'm working a lot in the space of 5G and network slicing, where virtualization is kind of a prerequisite to achieve many of the goals and visions set out by 5G, and also automation, and also around service assurance, an area where we are working a lot. Now moving into actual testing and experimentation of 5G infrastructure based on virtualization with 5G radios, the 5G core, and of course the orchestration solutions in order to achieve the 5G services and all the vertical industries expected and those that we are working with in that space.
Tell me about where we are today and where we need to go to ready for 5G.
Around orchestration, we do believe a lot in open source, in the orchestration space, around the Etsy NFV Mano stack, where we are working a lot in open source Mano. And one of the reasons is if you are to achieve the goals with reduced time to market, automation, we need to have interoperability. And if there are a lot of different solutions out there, and all the VNFs and network services need to kind of relate to all the different orchestration solutions, it will be hard to achieve that agility and speed time to market. So we believe open source is very important to have a reference implementation of an orchestration system so that we can more easily deploy new services and make them work across different networks.
I know that you're involved in the open source Mano initiative in Etsy. That has been around for a couple of years. Tell me about what's the focus today within that group and what are you most excited about for next year?
Yeah, so a lot of focus is on one thing that we have been working a lot on is on the information models and data models to make them proper and usable and also aligning with Etsy and NFV-ISG. There we have come a quite long way, also providing feedback into Etsy and working very tightly with Etsy and NFV-ISG. Also, some of the new things coming into OSM, which we are really excited about, is also around network slicing, how you can do the management of network slices, and implementing them, the more the 3GPP functions defined for network slice management and so forth. That's one area. The other one is enhancements to the monitoring, so that you can actually use the monitoring information in OSM to achieve this automation and closed loop feedback, also integrating with other service assurance systems. Thirdly, also the support for containers, things that we are working on. So those are, I think, three very important domains also enabling us to be ready for 5G, but not to forget all the other important things that we are working on to make it even better and relating to Etsy and NFV-ISG.
Why is network slicing such a compelling technology with 5G, and what does that mean from a network automation standpoint?
First and foremost, to get programmability into the network is important, because if you want to automate something, you need to be able to control it in software. And that's why having virtualization with a programmable infrastructure, both when it comes to the compute, storage, and networking, so that you can change it on the fly or instantiate, scale it, and these type of automation functions is very important. So from that point of view, NFV is very important. And also when you start gathering all the data from this more dynamic network into more analytics modules that can give feedback into the network and decisions on how to change it on the fly in a way to optimize it, you also need this virtualized infrastructure. In principle, it's hard to achieve those goals if you don't virtualize. Virtualization is more or less a prerequisite for 5G, at least if you want to realize the vision of 5G. And also when you look into the KPIs of 5G, things like service deployment time in 90 minutes is very hard to achieve without virtualization. Mm-hmm. And also the latency, if you want to do edge computing, you also would like to have edge sites based on virtualization so that you can put different type of applications and network functions out in the edge and have the flexibility to change that when needed, so that you don't put in many edge sites, you put fixed boxes as we are used to do, because then you lose a lot of the flexibility. And there are also other 5G KPIs that depend a lot on virtualization. And achieving the high availability If you want to have different high availability for different network services, you would like to configure that in software so that you can give high availability. 5 nines is needed for some services, but maybe not for the others. You can set that automatically for the network service. And that is, of course, also an expensive thing to do. And all might not be wanting to do that.
You talked about the progress that Open Source Mano has made in terms of orchestrating the network, new capabilities that you're bringing into the open source stacks. You also talked about the edge. A lot of these technologies have roots in data center environments, which are much more centralized, obviously. Is there any different challenges that you need to address when you're considering a distributed environment from edge to cloud?
I think, of course, we need the orchestration to work across edge and central sites so that you can have flexibility into configuring the network services across them. And the other thing, I think, is around how you actually build the central sites versus the edge. And one of the things is that the edge is much smaller than the central sites. And in the central sites, we around the security, how you build a lot of security zones with physical firewalls for the highest level protection. And a lot of the infrastructure services that you need to have in place for the central sites. And if you are to transfer that directly into the edge, then it will be difficult to have the edge in a smaller number of a couple of compute nodes. So the security challenges, I think, is one of the biggest challenges around edge. And it also will depend on what type of services we run there. Having said that, I think having an orchestration layer that we build in open source Mano that supports multi-vim or multiple sites, basically, so that you can use the information to construct the network services in the optimized way is very important.
Many providers are announcing 5G trials this year, and many folks are saying that we should expect early deployments of 5G next year. Where is the software capability in terms of readiness for those early deployments? And what are the things that you think that the open source community needs to work on now to get ready?
That's a good point. So I think it's fully possible to do a 5G test without all end-to-end orchestration. If you run testing of the radio network, fixed wireless access, and these type of use cases, which are extremely exciting. But I think in order to, like the vision of 5G with network slicing, to create multiple logical networks on this one physical infrastructure, to achieve that, you need to have the orchestration in place. So if you want to run multiple simultaneous use cases for different vertical industries, then you need to be able to isolate the networks. You need to drive that from the orchestration. And you also need to automate a lot of the things going on in the network. And when it comes to that, I'm not sure if everything is ready. And that's also why I said that these are some of the important things we focus on in open source Mano, on the network slicing feature especially, and also to get this monitoring framework even better. It's there today, but to make that information available so that you can optimize properly. And last but not least, also the containers, which I said is something we work on in OSM, which also will be important for the edge if you want to have smaller microservices function running in the edge and becoming more cloud native. These are things that we believe needs to be in place for a fully 5G ready system. But if it's not there, it doesn't stop testing of 5G use cases. But I think if you want to go into full operation with systems that are delivering on the full vision of 5G, there's more work needed. And it's also important to remember that it's not that long time since 3GPP released the first standard, which was addressing some of the 5G aspects. But there's a lot of things coming later in the next release 16 as well, which needs to be taken into account for the different slice types. But I think indeed the trials and the work on testing going on is very important to understand that even better. But yeah, orchestration is a challenge that needs to be solved.
Paul, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I've learned a lot. One final question for you. If folks want to engage in the OSM project, where should they find out more information? And if they want to find out more about the research at Telnor, where would you send them?
We have a web page on OSM with a lot of information where you can go into the wiki and read a lot about how to start using it and all the different things going on in OSM. And it's open to anyone to participate there. Please get in touch with me or any of the others in OSM. You can also sign up on the web to get in contact with us there. For Telnor Research, we also have a web page, but also contact me if you have any questions. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.